Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. You know, anytime we find out about new things, new organizations that support veterans and their families, we get so excited. And there are so many great organizations out there. A lot of them that I know about, a lot of them that I don't. And one of them that I just found out about is a great organization called United Through Reading. And I'm excited to tell you guys all about this. Tim Farrell joins us. He's the CEO of United Through Reading and also a military veteran. Tim, how are you?
Randy, thank you so much for having us on the program. We're so excited to talk about United Through Reading.
Well, before we get to that, tell us a little bit about your military background.
I'm just so grateful to have been an American Airman for 23 years. I'm a retired Air Force officer, and I've been retired for 12 years. And with multiple deployments, including a couple of tours in Iraq, where I really first got introduced to United Through Reading. And since then, I've been in the military and veteran-serving nonprofit space for the better part of a decade. And I've been the CEO of United Through Reading for going on about 8 months now, and I couldn't be happier to help steward this mission.
Well, okay, you say you were introduced to United Through Reading in your service. How so?
It's interesting because paraphrase an old commercial, I wasn't always the CEO. I was also a client.
Right,
On two different deployments to Iraq, I still had elementary school and preschool children. And they got introduced to United Through Reading's programs and services by recording myself reading a children's book to my kids. And it was a big difference maker for us, sending that story home on a DVD, being able to have that story time moment for my kids on demand while I wasn't there. My wife, she created and maintained incredibly wonderful reading routines and opportunities. But sometimes military children want to see that parent who isn't there right now.
Right.
And you don't always have a live option, and you get separated by the time zones, the miles, the continents, the oceans, and the missions. And that's among our flagship programs and services that United Through Reading is able to connect those military families no matter the distance.
That is so cool. And now that was a DVD version, but now you guys are doing the video versions now, right?
You know, it's interesting because we've been around for 34 years.
Wow.
Yeah, we've been around since 1989, and we started Pierside in San Diego with our founder, who was a military spouse herself and an educator, recording the big old VHS camera on her shoulder, recording departing sailors and Marines, reading a children's book to their child before they departed on ship. And the mission resonated and it took off. And my predecessor, the great Dr. Sally Zoll, our CEO for 16 years, really built this into a nation and worldwide movement to where now we have more than 300 recording stations all over the world, on most Navy ships, across many military bases all over the United States, sometimes in child development centers, in base libraries, and other morale and welfare and recreation facilities, that sort of thing. And we're even in nine different countries. In fact, just about this time last year, the First Lady celebrated a ribbon cutting on our story station in an outpost in Romania. So we're just really thrilled that we've been able to, over our lifetime, connect 3 million military family members through the power of reading, no matter the distance. We celebrated that at the end of 2022, and we're so excited with our upcoming Operation Storytime campaign to connect that next million military family members within the next 3 years.
Yeah, and I want to get into that too. We're talking to Tim Farrell, CEO of United Through Reading. Tim, this is so special to me on so many different fronts. Number one, I love books. I love reading. I've always loved reading. My parents, I grew up in Knoxville, Tennessee, and one of my favorite days, and this is kind of paints me as the nerd that I am, but they would take me to this brand new library that was built in Knoxville and just let me stay there for the day. And I couldn't wait. I could not wait. And what you guys do is so special because it not only connects the service member and their children, but it also opens that door to reading that they might not have, right?
Precisely. And what we've learned through the body of research over time is we started out with that really heartfelt mission of connecting military families through recorded video. And that's been our emblematic flagship program throughout our entire existence. But over time, we've discovered through research both that we've commissioned as well as the body of research out there that our programs and services have a threefold effect. They, of course, really reinforce those emotional bonds and that connectedness between military families. But then they also, through creating and maintaining a shared love of reading, really have a positive impact on literacy development of military-connected kids who are a somewhat disadvantaged group because of the frequent separations as well as the school transitions with moving every two or three years and having up to 6 to 9 school transitions. And then the third leg of the positive impacts and effects that our programs and services have is that effect on the overall military family's well-being and morale, that if we've got, if we're part of taking care of that home front, that increases military family readiness, which can increase military readiness.
Wow. That's so powerful. We're talking to Tim Farrell, CEO of United Through Reading here in the National Defense. And let's talk about this Operation Storytime. This is something that you kicked off last month. It's a 3-year national initiative to connect service members and veterans with their children through reading aloud experiences, no matter the distance, just like you're talking about. What is the over and above what you're doing now? What does Operation Storytime do?
It's a very intentional campaign to where we're capitalizing on our growth over the last number of years. We connected our last millionth, shall we say, military family member through the power of shared reading over a 6-year period. We went from 2 million military family members connected to 3 million over the last 6 years. And that's why we set out with this 3-year campaign in Operation Storytime to connect that next millionth over the next 3 years. And we've centered it around 4 distinct missions and developing programs and services that accentuate the ones we already perform to create those story time moments, whether at home in prep, shall we say, for those separations and then being ready for those military-related separations, no matter when they come up. And that includes our veteran population, too, because for different medical care reasons, caregiver reasons, sure, jobs they take, there's a lot of frequent separations with our veteran families for different reasons, of course. So we've centered Operation Storytime around 4 missions that we've termed Mission Read, Mission Reconnect, Mission Ready, and Mission Reach. And those 4 missions each have a way of tying in that element of reinforcing those emotional bonds, enhancing military children's literacy development, and overall family well-being. So Mission Read, we want to just make sure that military families are reading and encouraging their children to read every day. And the studies have shown that if that's happening, for instance, with the summer we're in right now, that often children can lose up to a third of the gains they made in the previous school year if they're not reading during the summer. They can lose those gains in reading and math that are so critical to literacy development, and literacy development being so critical to overall learning. And those effects can be cumulative. So that's why we've made Mission Read such a priority, and creating programs like our summer reading programs with a number of the DOD libraries, Department of Defense Library System, as well as so many other events that we want to do both during the summer and throughout the school year to make sure that we're encouraging reading every day. And Mission Reconnect is emblematic of our historical and core service of connecting military families through our recorded services at recording stations all over the world, on our app, with our mobile story stations on both coasts and other pop-up events that come up. But we want to create those connection moments, not just when military families are deployed, but also at home. We've had a tagline for many years of no matter the distance. And that's typically been interpreted to be no matter how far away. But we want to make sure we broadly define no matter the distance to include those short distances when you're still home and you're really reinforcing those habits that no matter the distance includes sitting on your lap, includes sitting together on the couch, includes bedside for that bedtime story. So those habits are really reinforced and that family feels that connection all the time.
Hey, Tim, let me just stop you for a second because it just popped in my head about how important this must have been during the pandemic. I mean, now you get kids that are home, you get kids that have no access really to school sometimes, and how vital was this program during the pandemic?
Our programs and services for Military Connected Families were absolutely critical. And it actually was manifest in our growth because a lot of what we pivoted to at United Through Reading was reinforcing those habits at home and reinforcing those and growing those military families' home libraries of age-appropriate books. We serve military kids from 0 to 18, and we maintain a library of about 200 titles that we suggest and that we can and that we keep on hand. But any book that the family believes is age-appropriate for their child, we encourage those habits. And while those kids were home, United Through Reading really encouraged and really reinforced creating those reading habits outside of the school curriculum and in addition to the school curriculum to make sure that that reading was still joyful and that reading was still shared, giving kids some choices in addition to their schoolwork and certainly while they were home for the summer, but stuck at home or with limited movement during the pandemic. So that actually crystallized in a lot of ways how we could expand our reach by being able to not only accentuate the power of the recorded experiences we have, but really those story time moments that run the gamut and those reading habits that run the gamut for military families.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, it's so exciting, I guess, about what you guys are doing because it does so many things on so many different levels. Tim, do you have a favorite children's author?
You know, I've grown up with a lot of the classics. I really loved Shel Silverstein.
Sure.
And The Giving Tree was a really important title for us growing up. And of course, all the Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss, absolutely.
But I got to tell you, one of our more contemporary authors that's a United Through Reading partner that I was fortunate to host on our podcast a few months back is Brad Meltzer, who created the Ordinary People Share the World's Ordinary People Change the World series, and with biographical titles. Written and illustrated for children, starting with titles like I Am George Washington and such diverse titles with recently went all the way up to I Am Jackie Robinson and so many others that have just been extraordinary. And I got to tell you, I fanboyed out quite a bit having Brad on the podcast, both from reading his thrillers that he started out, with reading his graphic novel where he co-wrote the 8th season of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. That didn't get an 8th season pickup, but Joss Whedon really wanted to close out the story, and he did it in a graphic novel format, and he brought Brad in to do it. And one of the things that Brad said on the podcast was, I got to do. After being a novelist and being a biographer, I got to write an arc for DC for Batman and for Green Lantern and Superman, and then doing Buffy. It's like, those are the days where I wear my underwear on the outside. Right. it was such a cool experience to have extraordinary author on our podcast. One of our initiatives, another favorite children's author now that admittedly I didn't get introduced to when I was, when I had younger children, but is iconic in our space is Audrey Penn, who wrote a book called The Kissing Hand, which United Through Reading has named as our inaugural book for the military child for 2023.
Oh, wow.
And we've got an initiative with that great title that, we're getting that title in 14,000 military families' hands and counting. It's a great story about a raccoon and her son, who he's going to his first day of school. He's really scared. So his mom kisses his hand and tells him to touch it to his face whenever he's lonely or scared, that she's with him all that time. And that story has even resonated in the military community all the way up to the three-star admiral level. Wow. We've got a family that's been part of United Through Reading since the beginning. Vice Admiral Kenny Weitzel and his wife Melody. They shared a story at our last storybook ball out in San Diego last fall, where Melody shared that when Admiral Weitzel was a lieutenant and a lieutenant commander, a young officer, and they had a young daughter, that often when he'd deploy, they would read The Kissing Hand, and then they recorded through United for Reading Services, they recorded The Kissing Hand for their daughter. And over the years, they've even created a little shorthand that they have that they'd speak about that book. Now they text, and they text with emojis, with a raccoon and a kiss and a hand. And now, wow, as an adult, Lieutenant Weitzel communicates with her mom, Melody, and her dad, Admiral Kenny Weitzel, on active duty wherever she is. And she often signs off on communications with them, texts with or emails with emojis of that raccoon and that kiss and that hand. That's the kind of generational impact that the habits, the love of reading, the joy of reading that comes from United Through Reading's programs and services that we can have on military families to, again, reinforce those emotional bonds and connect them, enhance military children's literacy, and really reinforce and accentuate that overall military family's well-being.
Oh, you talk about some impact. Absolutely. Tim Farrell is with us, CEO of United Through Reading. And you know, I know that firsthand, also, Tim, because my wife's mother, my mother-in-law, is 99 years old, and
God bless her.
Yeah, right. And she has dementia, and so she can't read herself. She loves reading and always loved reading mystery novels. So for Christmas, this past Christmas, my family, I got two daughters, and so my wife and my two daughters took turns. We picked out a mystery novel, and we read it in sections and recorded it and sent that to her. And she listens to that through her headphones every day. And I mean, boy, you talk about,
that's an extraordinary experience. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, just speaking and reading are so powerful. Do you guys work with the Dolly Parton at all?
We're in the burgeoning stages of seeing where there's a there with a partnership with those folks. The Dolly Parton Imagination Library is absolutely extraordinary, and Dolly is just absolutely extraordinary.
Yeah.
Recently, I got to sit on a panel. United Through Reading got invited to take part in the World Literacy Foundation's World Literacy Summit at Oxford University this past April.
Oh, wow.
So I was very fortunate to sit on a panel discussion led by one of our friends, Alicia Levy. She's the CEO of Reading is Fundamental, a really iconic and longstanding literacy organization that serves all families. And she chaired that panel that included me and also included Dolly Parton Imagination Library's United Kingdom Executive Director. Marion Galuli was on that podcast, on that panel with us. So to a worldwide gathering of literacy experts and people that are so interested in that, we got to sit with our friends at the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, with the folks at the Little Free Library, with our friends at Reading is Fundamental, and with our longtime supporter and the four-star partner for Mission Read as part of our campaign, the Dollar General Literacy Foundation, which was recognized by the World Literacy Foundation with their organizational award for 2023. That's the kind of support we get. Wow. That's the kind of partnerships that United Through Reading has been able to be a part of to really reinforce that this is very important to military families. And it's an example for all families across the country, whether it's stemming the summer slide or habits that can be reinforced over a K through 12 journey or reinforced over a lifetime, that these storytime moments matter. And that's why the four missions of Operation Storytime, Mission Mission Read, Mission Reconnect, Mission Ready, and Mission Reach are so important. And before we finish, I do want to give you a little bit about the other two missions within the campaign with sure. Mission Reconnect and Mission Ready. So the other two elements of our campaign, and this is again some innovative programs and services that we're creating as part of this over the next 3 years to connect that next million military family member, is with Mission Ready. Again, the studies have shown that if you take care of military family readiness, you're going to take care of military readiness.
Yes.
Of various studies and survey instruments have shown. In fact, right now, our friends at Blue Star Families have got the annual Military Family Life Survey out. And over many years, their research, as well as some other organizations' research, have shown that a lot of the stressors and the impacts on military readiness are military family issues. They're kitchen table issues, whether they're hunger, whether they're education, whether they're financial, whether they're military spouse employment, whatever the case may be. It's important for United Through Reading to be an element of that, that if we've got reading readiness taken care of, we're going to stem those summer slides. We're going to keep those kids having a better chance of getting through that emotional event of those military separations, whether it's a long deployment or a short training, or it's a military permanent change of station where they've got to once again, after 2 or 3 years, uproot and leave their friends. That Mission Ready is so important. And Mission Reach is our initiative to really make sure that we're being intentional about having titles, having events, having outreach, having distribution, having recording events, where there are historically marginalized and disadvantaged groups and underserved groups within the military community. The military community reflects our nation, and we want to make sure that our titles, our authors, the subject matter of our of the books that we put on our website, that we distribute, that we suggest, are rich and reflecting the diverse nature of our military community and our military families. Mm-hmm. And about 40% of our titles either have a diverse lead character, a diverse author, illustrator, or diverse storyline. We're really proud of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's so important. And I want to go back to something you said, too, about the Ready, because and we stress that all the time on this program, that when you've got active duty service members that have to concentrate on the problems at home, they can't do their jobs. And so what you guys are doing are taking just one more element of that away, where, you know, the kids are okay, you know, the kids are reading, they're adjusting, and you could do your job. And you're right, Tim. I mean, it's a matter of national security.
Absolutely. I mean, retention is everything. You recruit the family, you recruit the service member, but you retain the family. And that sounds cliche, but it's absolutely true.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. Everybody serves.
Yeah. And, I had kids later in life. My first child, when I was a major in the Air Force, and our second child was born when I was a lieutenant colonel. So, you know, a little later in my career, and if I'm being an honest broker, I don't know if I always appreciated it as much as I should, even when I was that deployed service member, because my wife had it locked down. And I want to make sure that I express that kind of gratitude daily in my own family, mm-hmm. but that the culture of philanthropy and the culture at United Through Reading reflects a culture of gratitude. Gratitude for those who resource our mission, gratitude for our team, our volunteers, and gratitude for those military families, and especially those spouses, those caregivers, and those military-connected children who didn't have a vote in it. The service member had a vote. The spouse kind of had a vote, but didn't have all the information. No spouse ever does. And but those kids, they had no vote. And
right.
We need to be grateful for that sacrifice. We need to have programs and services and resources that help that sacrifice. And that's what for 34 years we've crafted and evolved through our technology, through our reach, through our events, through our story stations, through our books that we've curated, through our distributions, reinforcing those home libraries. That's the culture of gratitude that makes sure we appreciate that sacrifice, we honor that sacrifice, and we're that little piece of military readiness that is so important with family readiness, and we do it so well.
And Tim, also grateful for your partners. I just saw where the Reader's Digest Foundation, $1 million gift from them, made Operation Storytime available. And so you guys have some great partners.
Yeah, we are so grateful for all our partners, be they individuals, charitable foundations, corporations, and Reader's Digest Foundation has been in the lead with us for many years. And when we were ideating as an organization, what we wanted to do to go beyond that 3 millionth military family member connected that we celebrated in 2022, we spoke with our friends at the Reader's Digest Foundation about this, and they came on strong and they came on enthusiastically. And after being our lead partner on our previous campaign, our Readiness 365 campaign, they were right in the lead to bring the lead gift to kickstart Operation Storytime with a $1 million commitment over 3 years. And we couldn't be more grateful to the Reader's Digest Foundation. We're so grateful to so many other longstanding partners in the corporate world, our wonderful friends at BAE Systems, at Carter's, at USAA, at Gillette, so many others. And I'm going to feel bad if I, with who I forget. But again, so many wonderful individuals, so many wonderful corporations, and so many wonderful charity foundations. And again, I mentioned our friends at the Dollar General Literacy Foundation, who were recognized at the World Literacy Summit at Oxford with the Organizational Award supporting literacy, have been so strong in the military community. And we couldn't do it without supporters like them, led by the Reader's Digest Foundation with their lead gift, and so many others that we couldn't be more grateful for.
Tim, what's the best place for people to go to find out more information about United Through Reading?
We would be so grateful for folks to go to the United Through Reading website at unitedthroughreading.org, or the shorthand of UTR.org also gets into the website, where they can learn a little more about Operation Storytime. They can download the UTR app, and if it fits their family's philanthropic priorities, they can consider making a gift to help us continue to build on this success over 34 years and this impact over 34 years, connecting the next million military family members through the joy of reading.
What an incredible organization, United Through Reading. Tim, thank you so much for taking the time. Thank you for your service and everything that you're doing there. They've got the right guy.
It's an absolute privilege, Randy, and I'm just so grateful to be the steward of this noble mission, and I'm grateful for all your listeners across the Armed Forces Network, across your 200 stations, so many wonderful military members, veterans, and American citizens who are just allies of what we do and what our families sacrifice for, and I couldn't be more grateful for all of you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Tim. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.